Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. This is the introduction recording to be able to explain what this podcast is so that when you come in future days to listen to any of the podcast, we can forgo all of this introductory material and you can go ahead and just enjoy the podcast. My name is Greg Whiting. I am lead pastor at Weymouth Community Church in Medina, Ohio. But this podcast is for anyone who would like to listen. For more information about our church, you can visit the website at Weymouth, W-E-Y-M-O-U-T-H, weymouthchurch.com. You can also, through that website, contact me through the church office if you would like some more information. The Bible reading schedule that I'm using, I first found on www.bible-reading.com. What I really liked about it, and what made it different than any other Bible reading schedule I have ever used, is it is a 52-week Bible reading plan, so you're reading through the entire Bible, but you're reading by genres, different kinds of literature in the Bible. So each day, you're reading from a different literature. For example, Sundays are from the epistles, Mondays are from the law, Tuesdays are from history, Wednesdays are the Psalms, Thursday is the rest of poetry, Friday is prophecy, and Saturday is from the Gospels. The reason I put this podcast together is because of a Next Step discipleship group I have with a group of men, and we meet each week early in the morning and go over a variety of discipleship things. But one of the things I asked them to do is read according to this schedule. So I wanted to provide something for them, if it would be helpful for them to hear me read the passages and give some devotional thoughts. So what you will hear, if you click on any of the podcast in coming days, is you will hear me read through the passage for that day, and you can listen to any of the passages from previous days. And I'm going to read it devotionally, which means instead of just reading it through and being done, I will read it because I will be having my own devotions, not a Bible study, but just devotions as I read the scripture. I may pause and make some thoughts and comments for myself. They might be helpful to you. And then think about application at the end to apply God's word to my life that day. And then I will close in prayer. I will typically begin in prayer as well, asking God's Spirit to help me to understand and apply His Word. So that is basically it. So if it might be helpful to your own Bible reading and devotional time to hear someone else read the Scripture while you're reading it, to give some of my devotional thoughts and applications that might be helpful to you, then I hope you will take advantage of this. And again, through our website, you can let me know of any other way that we can be of help to you. May God bless you as you continue to read, study, and apply His word to your life.